Moments of Melody, the program to send you singing on your way. Here's a statement by Coach Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys. He tells his story. I was raised in Mission, Texas, a town of 6,000 in the southern part of the state. I came from a devout Christian family and consequently went to church every Sunday. But when I went to church, I was always very uncomfortable and continually squirming. I wanted to get outside to play football and all the other things kids like to do. Even in those days, I had a very restless feeling inside me that I wanted to accomplish something. And since I really didn't know what it was, I thought, well, it must be something to do with football. After all, football was my life, and everything I did as a youngster was centered on football. He goes on to tell about his high school days of football and also college football. And then I went to professional football. I wanted to be an all-pro, and I was fortunate enough to be just that. I wanted to play in the Pro Bowl game, and I've been fortunate enough to actually coach in one. I wanted to have a championship team in New York, and we did it in 1956. But no matter what, everything left me feeling disappointed. Nothing seemed to satisfy my inward longing. Coming back to Dallas in 1958 after what I guess is one of the greatest games ever played, when we played Baltimore for the championship in the first overtime game ever, a friend of mine called and said, Tom, how about joining me in a Bible discussion group that's meeting over at the hotel? I thought, man, you've got to be crazy. I've been going to church all my life. I have a pretty good conscience and know right from wrong. But for some reason, I agreed to go. At my first meeting, the group happened to be studying the book of Matthew, and I read, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or about your body, what you shall put on. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothing? And I went on to read, therefore do not be anxious about tomorrow. For tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Let the day's own trouble be sufficient for the day. Ask, and it will be given you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and it will be opened to you. Here's a book, the Bible, that had been at my elbow for 33 years, and yet I hadn't really opened it to look inside before. For the first time I really looked into it, my life started changing. The feeling that I got as I read was just amazing. I suddenly came alive. And as I read on, I came to the place where it says, everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. But it did not fall because it was founded on the rock. Well, this changed my life right there. For the first time, I realized there was a difference between a churchgoer and a Christian. I never knew that before. I realized that I had sinned and that Christ died on the cross to pay the penalty for my sin. I found out for the first time what Jesus meant when he said that he came so that we might have life more abundantly. We've just read a statement from Coach Tom Landry of the Dallas Cowboys. Here are the closing words of that article. St. Augustine said, Thou hast made us for thyself, O God, and our hearts are restless until they find their rest in thee. Well, I discovered that truth at the age of 33. The most disappointing fact in my life, I believe, is that I waited so long before I discovered the fellowship of Jesus Christ. How much more wonderful my life would have been if I had taken this step many years earlier. Why not let Jesus Christ come into your life today? You too will find that he satisfieth the longing soul and gives peace to the restless spirit. I've just read a statement from Tom Landry, pro football coach.